Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am just sitting in for our dear sister Khalida until she's able to come in, as I'm checking out as to her situation right now. We know that this is the beginning of Ramadan, so Ramadan Mubarak to everyone. I did speak with Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, and he indicated that there will be, by way of the conference call line, which we intend to connect, they will be doing Isha. The Tarawih prayer will follow right after Isha. So we're going to connect with them to see, stay with us. Praise be to Almighty God. If you have any comments you'd like to share for the beginning night of Ramadan, not just to indicate night, but always, as we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly acknowledge that Allah is the one God, and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. As we recognize all of the servants in the prophetic mode from Adam to Muhammad, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those who have aligned themselves with the prophets, those who come before Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, including the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, upon his family, upon the followers, all the righteous servants. Pray to be included in all of those righteous servants. Here at American Muslim 360 broadcast, our number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where our intellect or your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I'm with the Community Wise Shura Conference, and it gives me great pleasure to be here to share with you on the beginning night of, I say again, night, on the beginning of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, the ninth month of the lunar calendar or the Hijri calendar. As we know that the Hijri calendar began with the indication of migration from Mecca to Medina. Migration, as I'm sure you've heard, first migration was that to Abyssinia, which is now known as Ethiopia. But we want to take that in heed, that wherever we are living, we are where we are because of a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our acknowledging our obedience to Allah, or to the one God, makes it even more obvious that the blessings are not just for those who say we believe in the one God, and then we go on to live out our lives, expressing that with being kind, being considerate, and being sensitive to the life of others. With those who claim to have a faith in the one God, we all are being blessed. The sunshine, the rain, the wind, the food, clothing, shelter. Even those who are without a house or a home, per se, still the shelter is there in one form or another. So we're thankful is the bottom line to what I'm expressing now. So again, if you have any comments you'd like to share, by all means, press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic and ask you to share. All right. So as we, again, we're going to play a public service announcement, and you may be hearing the voice of ideas. This is Khalida Akbar. All right. Please stay with us. Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar welcoming you to another episode of Narrative Aspirations. When we are fire, we go higher. We are so grateful that Sister Martha Nyla was able to open us up today, and we are having our prayer here in Charlotte at Masjid Ashabi. We are having our first Chadawir prayer tonight, and so we are grateful to Allah for the opportunity to be here with you. Tonight, I hope that you are also doing the same thing with your masjid community for Tadawir. We want to talk a little bit about Ramadan, and we have been having those discussions throughout the month here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
Well, the first day of Ramadan is finally here. We've talked a lot about preparation and getting ready. So we want to take a moment and just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to make it to this night to see when we are going to start the holy month of Ramadan. So we're going to have a dua at this moment. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh Allah, we thank you for your infinite wisdom and your mercy for allowing us to witness the beginning of another holy month of Ramadan. We ask that your angels guide us and surround us, our families, and the believers, and guide our steps, guide our prayers, guide our thought processes, and guide us in our endeavors to make this the best Ramadan that we can possibly have, and one that is pleasing to you and accepted by you, and also very beneficial and prosperous for us, our families, our ummah, the believers, and the world. We thank you and all of your 99 beautiful names that we will be, inshallah, sharing this holy month of Ramadan on narrative aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. We're going to be breaking apart those 99, inshallah, attributes of Allah. So, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we are so grateful to you. We love you. We thank you. Ameen. All right. So, I am so grateful to be here. And again, my goal tonight was just to share a little bit of Ramadan reflections and then allow you to, if at all possible, to listen in to Tarawih prayer, because that is definitely a priority for us here, and it doesn't start until about 9 o'clock. And so if you are able to join, mashallah, and if not, mashallah. I'm going to take a quick pause, and I'll be right back, inshallah.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month, where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Assalamu alaikum, and we are back on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And you hear the laughter and joy here at the masjid here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And tonight we are going to be talking about Ramadan and how you are going to prepare for the month. We are just beginning. We have a short 30 days, as the imam just instructed, that it goes so fast that we don't want to miss out on the opportunity to just be in it and be fully engaged and participating in all of the opportunities to have Allah's blessings and mercy. And so with that said, we're going to look a little bit about, talk a little bit about what a typical day looks like. And mashallah, tonight we had a new shahada, starting off a beautiful young lady, African-American young lady who's joining us here tonight. And we are so grateful that she is here. That was a very good sign. This is the first time we've ever met her, so we're excited for her to come here to Masjid al-Shaheed here in Charlotte and take our shahada on the first night of Ramadan. So that is just a blessing, and we look forward to building those relationships. And so that's what we're going to lead in tonight. We're going to talk about building relationships, repairing relationships, and maintaining healthy relationships through the month of Ramadan. If you're anything like Sister Khalida Akbar, you're an introverted extrovert. And I don't know if you ever heard that, but I remember taking an assessment in college where they asked us some questions to figure out if we were introverted or extroverted. Some were a mixture of both, and I think I can be both. I love spending time alone. I can be in my own thoughts and really have a beautiful day. Or I could also be around a lot of people, engage and just be full of life and interactive and still feel at peace. But I really spend a lot of time alone, actually, outside of work, outside of the masjid, outside of my family. I like to have morning hours alone. I like to get up. I like to make sure I make my tahajjud prayer. I like to make sure I read the Quran in the morning and just reflect on my life. And I like to also do things that bring me joy and peace. I've always been a very quiet person, believe it or not, as I was growing up. I didn't have a whole lot of people I hung with. I had people that were close friends, but people who were deep thinkers, but also very well-respected, never had a problem, didn't have a whole lot of enemies, just pretty much easygoing person, right? But as I grew older, as we all do, and evolve, I began to just make sure that I was being able to express myself more effectively and being able to contribute to all types of environments that I am a part of, whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's the masjid or masjid, whether it is the summer camp, the Sister Clara Muhammad School, just being able to be there and make a difference was very important to me. And so as we chart our trajectory and look at the different types of relationships that we are building daily, every single day, your presence alone makes a huge difference. So make an intentional effort to go a little bit outside of your comfort zone in order to grow and make sure that while you're there, whether you're opening your mouth or not, that your presence does make a difference. And sometimes silence is golden. You don't have to say anything, but your presence, especially when you've established yourself, people know what you are about. They know you're not about foolishness. They know you're striving to be the best Muslim man or woman that you can be and the best person that you can be. They're going to respect that, and they're going to strive to be the best person that they can be as well. And so that's what I want to talk about tonight, building a relationship and making sure that we are modeling appropriate Islamic behavior and that we are modeling practical application. As we speak it, we live it, we do it, and we bring it to fruition for ourselves, our families, and inshallah, our communities. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And so with that said, we're going to move on a little bit towards establishing a relationship or reestablishing a closer bond with our children, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, grandmothers and grandpas. How have you planned to increase the time that you spend with your family on this holy month of Ramadan? Because remember, it's not all about being so caught up in all the rituals that we don't feel. We don't build those relationships. We're not looking at how we impact our lives. Your presence can be very significant, but also your absence can be very significant. And that's one of the things that I am working on, making sure that I show up and show up for the people that I care about the most, being a little bit uncomfortable or cutting back on some of the volunteer activities that you may do, vis-a-vis the law even, and looking at ways that you can make sure that you're balancing that out for the unexpected. Leave some room for that unexpected event that somebody might call and invite you for. If you have a tight, packed schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you always have something that you are connected to outside of yourself, your family, and your current job or career. And then you have more than one event or more than one Zoom or conference call. Let's look at how we can tailor that or trim that a little bit for the holy month of Ramadan, because it is definitely part of our fasting. Whatever we are deficient in, to focus on those areas and improve them. That's why Allah says, close down the noise, close down the chatter, reflect, go inside of the cave. Look at the Holy Quran, read it daily, but make sure that you are spending time with the people that are in your life that mean the most to you. And your family is one thing that we will be held accountable for. It is something that we are responsible for, and it is something that Allah will question us for. So make sure that we are calling our children. Let's put it into practical application and not just general statements. Calling our children and checking on them. If they have a fundraiser, support them. Send it to the masjid email if it's for a worthwhile cause. You know, invite them out to Tadawir. Invite them to iftar. Embrace their friends. Ask them to bring their friends to the masjid and see if they can just come out and eat with us. Don't put stipulations on it. You know, just bring them out. Invite them into the masjid. And build your Ramadan around yourself, your husband and wife, your children, your parents, your immediate family, your extended family, and your blended families, if that is a part of your family structure. It is so important to build upon those things and make sure that we are giving love, we are being someone who's approachable, and we are modeling that love and concern that we are giving so freely. As African-American people, we are so loving, generous, and giving, but we must make sure that we give to ourselves first. And that is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to do, and he loves that, because we don't have to do his job. He is the all-knowing, the all-aware, and he is the omnipotent. So we don't have to strive to try to be everywhere and everything to everybody. Allah has that job. We cannot do his job, and if we try, we will not succeed. So let's stay with what we know works for us as human beings. Read that Quran daily, your 30th of the Holy Quran, and make sure that you are reaching out to your family and making sure you can be a help to someone else other than yourself. All right. So we are going to move right along. We are going to be talking with you for a bit tonight, and we have a special guest who is coming in. He is actually a Hafiz of the Quran. He is a young Muslim brother. He's from one of our immigrant communities here in Charlotte, but he is our family. He comes every year. He volunteers to do the Tadawir prayer. And usually we rotate it, maybe sometimes every 10 days. We'll have him start out. He called first, and he's very beautiful voice, very excellent. And then we'll have, sometimes he brings his brother or his cousin. I believe it's his cousin. And then we used to have Imam Abdul Aziz, who would be here for the last 10 days. He would be invited here. And just like all the other Hafiz, you know, they would pay him a stipend, and you know, we are excited. We love our brothers and sisters that are striving to please Allah, and we respect the work that they do, and we want to make sure that we compensate them for their work. And we also want to make sure that they know that when you serve Allah, you should be compensated, and Allah will compensate you. He said he will. And so when we can be a part of that and receive those blessings and also help the goodness spread and be able to continue. We are grateful to be able to do that. So this year we're going to have the same setup, but we know that Imam Abdulaziz, I don't know if Sister Martha explained it or not, but he is offering the Tadawir prayer also. But his is a conference call. And as soon as I get that information, I send it out today, inshallah, to our administrators. As soon as I do get that information, I will share over the air how you can be a part of both communities and how you can choose to make your Ramadan effective. We also want to make sure you're giving some love to your community, your home masjid, and making sure that you are getting out there, getting that prayer in, making those Tadawir prayers, and making those efforts to build relationships in your ummah. Now let's look at that. How can we build relationships with the people that we see at the masjid year in and year out? We don't want to just be assalamu alaikum Muslims or Juma Muslims or hug you, but then I don't see you or hear from you for months and months and months. We've never been over each other's homes or houses. So we're trying to kind of strive into build more genuine relationships other than just in the masjid or just when we see you at Talim or an event. And, of course, we're human beings and you make judgment. Everyone's not supposed to come to your house. We're not expecting that. But the people that you feel close to, the sisters or brothers that you have made an effort to build a solid foundation with, look at moving a little bit into sisterhood and brotherhood that goes beyond the hijab, goes beyond the kufi, goes beyond assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you, sister? How are you, brother? And that hug after salat, which are beautiful things, but many of us see the same people year in and year out, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and we really have not taken the time to get to know them beyond those things. And so if we really want to build a solid family and community life, because that's what we want to build sustainable family and community life, then we are going to have to do a little bit more than have meetings and meet at the masjid for events and give each other the salam. We're going to model that community life. I had a friend of mine who, she's an African-American Muslim, but she kind of married initially into the immigrant Muslim community. And she was talking about some cultural differences that she noticed recently. And she's an adult in our community, Imam W.D. Muhammad Rahim Al-Aleh. And she's very happy now. She was formerly married into the immigrant community. I think she said a decade, maybe 10 years or so. But she noticed that they were more socialized, especially the women, to have cook together, have the children over each other's homes. She said they do a lot more interactive relationship building outside of the masjid. And so that is one of the things that I want us to look at as a community. When it's appropriate and when we are able to and when you feel comfortable with it, if you're getting to know a sister, this is one of the ways that you can also make those provisions and start building relationships with people of like minds and like nature to have children, maybe even your children's age. This is the way that you socialize your family to continue those legacies around good families, so they have also good children, and then you also have a better opportunity to get a good husband or wife, and you're not running off to college like everyone else, just looking around like, you know, being exposed or being open for other ways of life and other things that really we don't need to be exposed to and we don't need to bring into our intimate circles. And so with that said, let's look at how we as an ummah can build a relationship with one another where we can also have, you know, the families over. And I know some of us do, but we need to do it on a more consistent basis and with the idea that if we model this type of family life for our children and they see us really building sisterhood, They see the sincerity, they see the consistency, they see it will fall, it will carry over into the masjid. It will carry over into those events. It will carry over during the month of Ramadan. It will carry over to Eid and et cetera, et cetera. We'll already have built those relationships, and we won't always have to say we're going to build sustainable family and community life. Even when we go and speak to different communities, we have to look at what am I going to say? Because I have an engagement coming up again in April. And the last one I had was my very first one alone, speaking to an immigrant masjid with men and women, actually. And it was very warm and well-received. At the same time, it was something that I felt like a couple of the sisters felt like that was already to them a given, because I talked about the Tadawir prayer. I talked about reading the Quran. I talked about, tahajjud, you know, the five pillars of Islam. But anything that we do, anything that we start out to do, we start out with building a closer relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the month of Ramadan, what do? We start out with Tadawir prayer. And so me saying that was embraced by a lot of the sisters, but at the same time, the feedback that the imam shared with me, a few of them wanted a little more in-depth information because they were looking for solutions toward certain concerns that they were having personally. And so I do have an invite to go back, but what we're going to do is we're going to delve a little deeper into looking at how to focus on personal situations that occur in our lives, whether it's relationships, whether it's children, whether it's career-oriented, returning back to careers after a divorce, et cetera. And we did, he started out talking a little bit and sharing about a situation in his community. But what we're going to do, I'm going to take the sisters, inshallah, and we're going to have our private session. And I did hit on it, but not publicly, especially about someone's circumstance. And that just was something that I didn't wasn't comfortable with at the time, but I did strive to them and I addressed it. I spoke on some concerns that are in all communities, divorce, abuse, neglect, et cetera. You know, the things that they were looking for and the things that he had shared, you know, in general about the Ummah. So with that said, we're going to take a break. We are getting ready to make Isha prayer here. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and play a short PSA. Assalamu alaikum.
Dear listeners, Imam Abdulaziz has started the Tarawih prayer. This is the second ayat of the first rak'ah. All right? So we're going to merge him in. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak.
من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من السماء كحذر الموت في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله يحيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يقطف أبصارهم كلما أداء لهم فهم فيه إبراهيم إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا أيها الناس كلوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا وسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء الماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم بريب مما نزلنا على العبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنة تجري من تحتها أنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرات رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأوتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج متفاوحة وهم فيها خالدون إن الله ليستحيي أن يضرب المثل ما بعودة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون لماذا أراد الله بهذا المثل يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يصلى ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. من الشيطان الرجيم قل نحبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم ومني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم والعفو بعهدي ألف بعهدكم وإن يتفرقون وأؤمنوا بما أنزلت ومصدقا لما معكم لما معكم ولا تكونوا الأول الكافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإيطاعا فتكون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وزكاة وركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تعلمون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلى على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأنني فضلتكم على العالمين وتقوم يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يدخل منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذابحون أبناءكم ويستحجون نساءكم وفي ذلك بلاء من ربكم عظيم وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فعجيناكم وأغرقنا لا عن الفرعون وعنتم تذرون وإذ وعدنا موسى الأربعين ليلة ثم اتخذتم إجلا من بعده وأنتم ظالمون ثم أفرنا عنكم من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون وإذ أتينا موسى الكتاب والفرقان لعلكم تهتدون وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم إنكم ظلمتم أنفسكم باتخاذكم العجل فتوبوا إلى بارئكم وفتقتلوا أنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم عند بارئكم وتاب عليكم إنه هو التواب الرحيم وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون ثم بعثناكم ومن بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون وذللنا عليكم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم منا والسلوى كل من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكونوا منها حيث شئتم غدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حتة نغفر لكم خطاياكم سنزيد المحسنين وبدا الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذين قيل لهم فانزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء الماء كانوا يفسقون واذ استقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر ففجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مطر مشربهم كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين وإن قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على الطعام واحد تنبت الأرض لمن بطرها وكفائها وفومها وعرسها ويسلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو الأدنى بالذي هو الخير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة والباء بكذاب من الله ذلك بأنهم قالوا يكفرون بالآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما أسوا وكانوا يعتدون إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بالقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تشتكون ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين وجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها مهيبة للمتقين وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قالوا أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين قالوا أذن لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر أول بين ذلك فأروا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادعوا لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة وصفراء الفاقع لونها تسر الناظرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. So assalamu alaikum. We usually stop after 4 raka'at, then we smoke talk, then we go back, finish. Yeah. Okay? Inshallah. Let's see here. So this particular talk we're going to have is going to be about 3 minutes. We're going to be talking to also the people that are not here with us. Inshallah ta'ala. Let's see what we have here. Okay, yeah. Inshallah. Where is it? Where is it? Everybody's okay? You guys ready for Ramadan? You ready?
Yeah, I did.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
The top.
Where?
It's Community Academy of Heights.
Manhattan.
Yeah. Where do you go?
We're the same school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a specialty school, like science.
Community school. Community.
I know, but they're doing science or technology.
It's like everything.
Okay, this is kind of.
I'm looking for the science.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة مبارك. And so we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have another opportunity to observe this blessed month of Ramadan. Many of us have had a tough year the past year. And so Ramadan is here on time, as it always comes on time for all of us, dear brothers and sisters. But what I want to tell you tonight, in the next couple of minutes, is that it's our time now. Our time has come. Ramadan is here, and it's our time. If you believe in Allah on the last day, then this is your time. And many of them might ask, time for what? Time for us to change our condition. Time for us to be better than we did last year. Time for us to make up for maybe what we did last year that wasn't all that great. Time for us to change. Time for us to do better than we did last year. Time to outdo ourselves. This blessed month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting us through a challenge. And the person that's against you during this challenge is your own selves. So we'll be challenging ourselves to do better than we did last year. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to remember him, to show gratitude to him and worship him in the best way, and that he grants us all of the barakah that we can muster, all of them that he has to offer us, that we take full advantage of them during this blessed month of Ramadan, and that whatever we receive during this blessed month, we carry over into the following months, the month of Shawwal, and Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram, and all of the other months until, by his grace, inshallah, we reach Ramadan again. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us stand up to whatever happens in front of us during this blessed month. And to that we say, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Don't forget, this is our time. Assalamu alaikum. This is our time, brothers and sisters. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know that it's time for us to take advantage of everything that Allah has out here for us. Everything. Everything is out here right now, the challenges that for us to benefit from. It's hard. Some people may think it's hard, like your young man, like young women in the back, two young women in the back. And we know that some things become difficult. Some things are challenging. But these challenges that Allah puts in front of us is only to make us better. No matter what you're facing, know for sure that Allah has a barakah in that thing that you're challenged by. It's on you to determine how you're going to make it. He puts a test in front of you, the test is not so you can fail. It's so you can win. And it makes you better for something later. And so don't try to get it all right now. Maybe Allah wants you to go through some changes and build you up so that you can prepare you for something later on. And that's for everyone here. It's important for us to understand that. And just because it's there, that's what Ramadan is for. You see food, it's there, but you don't take it. You see something to drink, it's there, but you don't take it. Why? Because Allah has put restrictions on us. He's put some restrictions on us, and we know that He's watching us, so we abide by the restriction. And then when it's time for us to eat, we don't go crazy. We don't have Eid every night. We don't have food here, and sometimes it's going to look like Eid sometimes. So you have to have some restraint. You have to say, no, I don't want all of that. No, I'm just going to take the chicken. No, I'm just going to take the lamb. No, I'm going to take the fish. You see? And this is going to be your challenge. Your challenge is whether you want to put everything on your plate and then get another plate and be there. You're welcome to it. But the strength is when you have it there and you don't take. You don't take all of it. You take a little bit. And this helps us balance out. This helps us with a balance, inshallah ta'ala, for when Ramadan is over. May Allah help us to that which that means. As-salamu alaykum. And so, we're relatively, during the month of Ramadan here, we try not to make it hard on the people. We try to make it easy. So you get your prayers in, then you go home, you get yourself dressed, get ready for the next day, inshallah ta'ala. So it's important for us to understand that some nights we're going to be long, some nights we're going to be short, some nights we're going to be medium range. Yeah. We're not going to be hard on the people so that when they come home, you have some places, they have this, I went to this masjid and they had a sign on the door, beware, long tarawih. I went to a masjid and they had this on the door, beware, long tarawih. You know? And so, but they were trying to make light of the idea. In the Tarawih prayer, you have options. There's no mandatory number that you have to do. But at a bare minimum, you should make 8 raka'ah. The 8 raka'ah doesn't mean that you have to put 5 Jews in the 8 raka'ah. You see? Or you make 20 raka'ah, and each raka'ah, you put a hizb in the raka'ah. People standing there, their feet are hurting. They just ate, they have all this food on their stomach. Make it easy on the people, okay? And so if you see us doing it that way, don't worry about it. Know that Allah bless you to be here in the masjid, in Ramadan, seeking His barakah. It says, he who stands in the salat during the month of Ramadan without any other notion than to get favor from Allah, Allah will bless him and turn his face away from the fire, the amount of time that it takes for 20 or 70 ordinances to pass. 70 years to pass, 70 autumns, the distance. So it said that the distance that you would travel for 70 years, that's how far it would turn your face away from the fire. Allahu Akbar. So it's important for us to understand the importance of just coming and praying. Just coming. It doesn't have to be, if you want to do that, you can be in your house. When you go back home, you can stand all night if you like.
could stand all night, in, you know, when you go home. Because it's important that we pray home too, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is our time, brothers and sisters. This is our time. Ramadan Mubarak. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولا يعلمون أن الله يعلم من يسر وما يؤمنون ومنهم أميون لا يعلمون الكتاب إلا أماني وإنهم إلا يظنون فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب من عندهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله هذا عند الله ليشتروا به ثمانا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا ألباما معدودة قل أتلخبطون إن الله أهدى فلن يخلف الله أهده أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون فلا من كسب سيئات وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون والذين آمنوا ولم يرسلوا لهذه أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا والقربى واليتامى والمساكين ومساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم مُعْرِضُونَ وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ولا تسفكوا دماءكم ولا تخرجوا أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم والتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسرى تفضوهم وهم والمحرمون عليكم إخواتهم أفتؤمنون بالبعد الكتاب وتكفرون بالبعد فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلا أشد العذاب
والله بما تعملون أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا تخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون ولقد أتينا موسى الكتاب وتفينا من بعده رسل وأتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وعندناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول مما لا وأنفسكم مستكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون وغلوكم بلا كف بل لعناهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا وكفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله من بغي أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فياهو بكذب على كذب وللكافرين عذاب مهين وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل وقالوا مؤمنوا بما أنزل علينا أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلما تقتلون الأنبياء الله من قبل وإن كنتم مؤمنين ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما أتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا وفي قلوبهم الإجلاء بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم وبه إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة إن الله خبيثة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت يا
فإنكم كنتم صادقين ولن يتمنوا وهو أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على الحية من الذين أشركوا جود أهدوهم لو يؤمروا ألف سنة وما هو بمؤسسه من العذاب لأن يؤمروا والله بصير بما يأمرون قل من كان العدو لجبريل فإنه نزله على القلب بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين من كان العدو لله وملائكته ورسوله وجبريل وميكال وبكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين ولقد أزلنا إليك الآيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون أرى كلما أنهدوا عهدا عن نباذاه فريق منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله المصدق لما معهم نبذ الفريق من العذاب الأول قول الكتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وتنبع ما تتلو وشياتي على الملك لسليمان وما كفر لسليمان ولكن وشياتين كفروا ويعلمون الناس السحر وما انزل على الملكين بابل والهروج والمروج وما يأمرون وما يعلمون من أهد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هو بضارين به من أهل إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا من اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلق ولا بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون ولو أنهم علموا واتقوا مثوابهم من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا مشركين لأن ينزل عليكم من خير من خير ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم ما نسق من آية نعلمها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير أم يريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم وكما سئل موسى من قبل ومن يتبدل الكفر بالإيمان فقد ضل سواء السبيل وذر كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردوكم من بعد إيمانكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا أسلم من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى بأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير وآتوا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم ومن خير تجدوه إن الله بما تأمرون بصير وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان الهدى أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو المسلم فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليه ولا هم يحزنون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء قالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون المثل قولهم فالله يلقون بينهم يوم القيامات بما كانوا فيه يختلفون ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها يذكر فيها اسمه ووصى على في الخراها بها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خافين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب أليم والله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولون فثم وجه إن الله واسع عليم وقال اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه وبل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له خالقون بادئ السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون قال الذين لا يعلمون يكلمون الله أو تأتينا عنه كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قومهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا آيات لقوم يوقنون إنما أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Okay, so inshallah, assalamu alaikum, may Allah accept our worship. At this time, we are going to establish the word of prayer. We're going to make two taslim and then come back and make one, inshallah. Okay? You're not hot, man, with the heat. I'm hot. You're not hot. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Arrahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك سبحان الملك القدوس سبحان الملك القدوس رب الملائكات والروح رب الملائكات والروح رب الملائكات والروح وبنى وتقبل دعاء وبنى وتقبل دعاء وبنى وتقبل دعاء يرحم الراحمين يرحم الراحمين يرحم الراحمين اللهم ربنا تقبل منا قيامنا وصيامنا في شهر رمضان يرحم الراحمين انك انت الغفور الرحيم انك انت سامع الدعاء الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله
Unmuted. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Great.
The next 5 days, we're gonna be probably starting around that time, the same time we started tonight.
Okay.
But the time is gonna be going up.
Yeah.
The time is gonna go up, so every night is gonna start going up, inshallah. Okay.
So it'll be just right after teaching. Yeah. Right after.
All right, but I'll let you guys know when it's gonna go up. Okay, so tomorrow, when you guys come tomorrow, we're going to have food in here. You see this room here?
Okay.
This is where the food's going to be. Okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Take this with you. Grapes and some tomatoes. This is grapes, very good grapes. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
All right, I'll talk to you later. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. All right, dear listeners, we want to share with you that 6:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, I believe you will have made Salat Witt. In the East Coast, at least, you will have made Salatul Fajr, and perhaps in the Central Standard Time as well. But Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 a.m., American Muslim 360 broadcast, wants to share with you the first juice for the day. As we have, I'm sure, reading from the juice tonight, praise be to Almighty God for Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, Masjid Adams, Center for Human Excellence, and we look forward to his being with us every night, Allah permit, for this month of Ramadan, to make the Isha and the Taraweeh prayer, all right? For those who can join us, praise be to Allah, and for those who have access to their local area, to your local areas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your community, and it bless your the community that you're involved with as far as from the point of al-Islam, but the community that surrounds your area. So inshallah, we'll be communicating more this month. This is the month of telethon as well, Ramadan telethon, that will be performed here on American Muslim 360 broadcast. And as always, we ask that everyone go to cwsc.us. And while you're there, wandering through the information that's there, and as we're still continuing to update our website, please bear with us. And if you have expertise in that, please give us a call, 910-317-0297. All right? All right. And for any other positions or part of the intelligentsia that you're willing to work with, please by all means, the same number, 910-317-0297. Like us on Facebook, that's the Community Watch Shura Conference. And then you can tweet us at capital CWS, lowercase H-U-R-A-A. Okay, that's C-W-S-U-R-A-A. At any time, we'd like for you to email us if you have information you want to share with us or you have a question that you want to put in through the email. Then our email is info@cwsc.us. Again, that's info@cwsc.us. It gives us great pleasure to be here. Believe you me. Praise be to Almighty God. Where else would we rather be in this month of Ramadan? In any month. But to be here with connected with you. And at any time while you're on the website, don't forget to click that blue button that says donate. We appreciate all of the donors who have taken the time to monthly send in at least the $9.99. All right? I think that is it, as we will be conveying more information to you. And so on behalf of the CEO of American Muslim 360, Latifa Hanin of Dallas, Texas, and her advisor, Brother Kareem Hassan of Cleveland, Ohio, and her assistant, Rabiha Jackson of San Antonio, Texas. And then the station manager, Imam Kareem Hamid of St. Louis, Missouri, and the program manager, Khalida Akbar, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's the staff for American Muslim 360 broadcast on CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, and on the Board of Directors, we have Imam Omar Shakir of San Antonio, Texas. We have Latifa Hameen, again, of Dallas, Texas. We have Imam Abdul Aziz, who you just heard from, of Bronx, New York. We have Dr. Aisha Kareem of Stockton, California, who is also the co-founder of American Muslim 360 and CWSC. And myself, yours truly, Martha Naila Abdullah. We're thankful to be able to share with you our positions as we serve. We are in service to you. And for those who are our advisors, don't have permission to give up their names per right now because they're not official, but for those who are assisting us, giving us advice in many areas. And then our directors, the Speakers Bureau is Dr. Rita Stewart of Las Vegas, Nevada. Priscilla L. Ukta, our events planner, who is also the founder and director of Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. Prayerfully, you'll be hearing more from her. The National Leadership Advisory Council and Ambassadors is none other than Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York. Internships and Leadership Development Council is with William Kareem, previous executive director or executive producer for American Muslim 360, who has the presentation along with others on the radio broadcast, Blog Talk Radio broadcast, and that is A New Day for Al-Islam. Then we have in our learning labs, we're getting connected with our dear Manaima Shaheed. And then our interfaith group, we have our national interfaith director, which is the wife of Kareem Hassan, which is Dasi Pavati, excuse me. And our international interfaith director is Imam Talib Sharif of Washington, D.C., Masjid Muhammad. And then we have the co-worker with that, the Christian Muslim Christian Dialogue director is Debbie Shankman of Maryland. I believe the think tank, our think tank is Abdul Kareem of Dallas, Texas, and the co-director is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal of Halal Industries, which you heard this evening presenting Halal Industries Do For Self. We're looking forward to his conducting a think tank session in July 2023. Inshallah, we'll be bringing more information to you. And for those who traveled with us to Barbados and onto the various islands by way of a cruise, we will be presenting to you, dear listeners, all of the information that we gained and what the intent was and is. You've heard a lot probably about the 50-year human family strategic planning, which is one of the main avenues we're using for remake the world, as we say. So we'd like for your participation, you to participate with us in one from your expertise that Almighty God has blessed you with. Let's make this month be that particular giving month, as we say, give of your talents, your skills, your expertise. Share with us, with everyone, praise be to Allah, and receive the benefits that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give. Thank you once again. I pray I did not miss anything, but for those who are shut in, those who are sick, those who have family members of those who have transitioned, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and grant you the ease and the peace of mind that you deserve of course, after going through such difficulty. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And for those who are incarcerated, I don't think I've ever asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and that they be forgiven and that they seek a better life. As the more that we contend with the imprisonment of our loved ones, they are family members. And they have done something, perhaps on different levels, of ill will to society. And for those who have committed ill wills and have not been imprisoned, you know who you are. And the areas of stepping off into the wrong path, many of us commit those acts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and forgive us, and that we strive to do the best that we can as a servant of Almighty God. We leave you with that prayer, God willing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa Ramadan Mubarak. I believe it's appropriate to share. We've got to be thankful. One moment. Well, while I'm looking, I'm going to share a public service announcement, and then you'll hear God to be thankful and shout, God willing. And, oh, well, there it is. Please enjoy.
Stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls will keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to go. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He say, miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright.
Gotta be alright.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day.
But you gotta be thankful.
You gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere. And our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, the friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
All the things Almighty God has blessed us with, may we share those things, but first recognize those things. Praise be to Almighty God. I don't want to really leave you all. Praise be to our God. Amen. Remember, again, tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m., and then 8 a.m. will be whoever's presenting, I believe, critical issues. With community social concerns, then that will be Imam Henry Hasib and Dr. Rashid, Jamal Rashid. And I'm not sure of the lineup as whether Adam Biya will come in at 9 or he will not be on, and then Imam Yusuf Ramadan will continue with his 9 a.m. presentation. Again, look forward to the Ramadan telethon. Tell everyone, please, you do want support for CWSC, the entire intelligentsia. The promotion being done here on number one Islamic radio station, American Muslim 360. Our sister areas of medium, of the mediums, we'd like to share that we didn't get the information that A New Day for Al-Islam with William Kareem and the other presenters, the imams and such, they come on at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. And the number for them is 515-615-6000.
515-602-6. Again, 515-605-9326. Their hours are not conflicting with the hours of American Muslim 360, so we're openly sharing. Join them in their presentation, as they will present the juice in a manner on tomorrow morning as well. So if for any reason that you're not able to hear the juice at 6:30 a.m. right here on American Muslim 360, don't miss out on hearing the juice if you're able to call in to that number, 515-605-9326. And in the evening, expect to be here with the participation in Isha, Salat of Isha, and the Tarawih prayers. All right? Thank you so much once again. Assalamu alaikum.